I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate July 16th. The stars that represent the head of the Scorpion are impressive families within an even more impressive clan. Each of them looks like a bright point of light, but each one consists of two or more stars, all of which are much bigger, heavier, and brighter than the sun. The stars align near the moon this evening. From the top, the stars are known as Pi, Delta, and Beta Scorpii. Pi Scorpii consists of three stars. The most massive of the trio is destined to blast itself to bits as a supernova sometime in the next few million years. And another member appears to be just massive enough to become a supernova as well. Delta is a binary. One of its stars is also a future supernova, while the other is along the dividing line. It might be heavy enough to become a supernova, but it might not. Beta is the brightest of the three stars. It's also the most complicated. It consists of six stars that orbit each other in a complex gravitational dance. At least two of the stars will become supernovas, and perhaps as many as four. All three systems were born from the same giant complex of gas and dust, and all of their stars are quite young, no more than about 15 million years old, compared to 4.5 billion years for the Sun. Another sibling is Antares, the bright orange star that marks the Scorpion's heart. The moon will snuggle up to it tomorrow night, and we'll have more about that tomorrow. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns, located in Calaveras County, in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. I'm Billy Henry.